What is up, everybody? Oh yeah, we are back. We are back. I don't know what we're back from, but we're back. You guys are listening to the Scavoli Tano Show, where Star Wars gets weird. It gets weird on this show very quickly. Snap of a finger. It could be just like your daughter just coming into your room and just dropping a stick off. You never know. You never know what happens. I am your host, the one and only, your favorite white boy, Chris Scavoli. I have an exciting guest today. He plays an awesome Mandalorian, Mando Din Djarin. I love it so much. I like when he posts the picture and I go, I'm the first like. No one else is liking this but me. He's going to see my name be the first like. And I hope he does. I hope he sees it. Mike, are you there, my friend?
Hey, what's up, Chris? And yes, I see your likes, but
Thank God. Thank God someone does. Thank God. Thank God. But how are you, Mike? How's everything? I know you're in Florida, so how is Corona? Are you guys staying safe down there and everything?
yeah, we're staying safe. Like I said, man, it's just Florida's its own country, so everyone's still doing whatever they want, which is it's cool. But then again, you wear a mask. You got to protect yourself, your family, and all that kind of fun stuff.
Yeah, because you never know. You never know what your kids have or your family has and what they encountered. You never know. You just gotta stay safe.
Exactly.
Just gotta stay safe. But Mike, I'm so glad you decided to do the show. I've been wanting you on for a while, bugging you in your DMs. I always slide into people's DMs. Not that way, guys. Just so you know. I don't slide into DMs like that. Not yet. That's on my free time. That's on like when I'm off of school and I have nothing else to do in my life, but I'm so happy that you're here joining us. You're actually my first Mandalorian cast player, if I said that right. Cosplayer. I say it weird.
Cosplayer, yeah,
Yeah.
I dress up in a Star Wars plastic guy,
That's what you do for a living.
right. But yeah, man, I'm glad we finally got this going. And I've been super busy. If you know, I do make Star Wars costumes, like the soft parts and stuff like that, and sell them online. So, especially with the Mandalorian like coming out, man, it's just been super, super busy. And of course, the holidays, everybody wants that special Mandalorian costume Christmas present. So,
Yeah, so they could put it on their dog or their cat, and walk around.
right.
This is Doggy Mando and this is Catty Mando. So we're gonna like walk them on leashes. But I'm so happy you're here, Mike. But my first question to you is, as a Mandalorian cast player, are you like when you walk around in the outfit? Because I know you're in Florida. I don't know where you film your good, awesome shots and your pictures. Do people come up to you, or no?
First of all, man, like when I put that costume on, I don't want to take it off. I feel such like a badass. I mean, I can say that, right? Is that
Yes, you could say any word you want. You can curse anybody out on this show too. If you want to, like,
I'm not too, my sailor days are over, man. I'm not cursing like that much. But yeah, dude, so I feel like a badass when I'm in that costume. It is hot as hell in it, but yeah, when I go on little photo shoots or little shows like that, it's just constantly. And being in Florida, we're next to the beach, so most of my photos are on the beach. And then people are out there in their swimsuits and everything like that. They're like, wow, look, there's a Mandalorian. So we get like constantly bombarded with fans asking to take pictures. And it was really cool. So our last photo session that we just did, we went out there and there was a wedding. And sure
Oh.
enough, it was cool. They asked me to go like have a wedding picture done with them. So I thought that was pretty cool, and I made kind of like, not saying I made their wedding, but it was kind of cool that they asked me to go do that. But yeah, man, it's constant. When you get that costume on, people are so excited and to come take pictures with you and yeah, fangirling all over it.
That's awesome. I bet you that was the best wedding everybody's been to in a while, just so you guys know.
Right.
Best wedding ever. But that's awesome. And I was saying to I don't know if it was Natalie, I don't know who it was. I think it was her. I think it was last the episode before you. It was Leia Aurora. I don't know if you know her on Instagram. But I said to her, I was like, you're our role models. You're our because we don't get a live action Mandalorian. We get him in the show, but we don't get Pedro walking around in the Mandalorian costume, and shaking hands with fans. We just don't get that. We get him in his clothes, his real clothes, his jeans, and that's it. That's all you're gonna get. But with you cast players, we look up to you a little. Like I look up to you guys a little because I want to do cosplaying, but I don't know who to be. I look like Baby Yoda, but like I don't know. You know? Like I
I don't
am the
know if you're
child's
that cute, man.
father.
I'm sorry to tell you, I don't think you're that cute. No, but yeah,
I don't think.
I get it, man. And like, just the other day, I had this, I think he was 14-year-old, a teenager messaged me on my Instagram. He's like, "Hey," I was like, you inspire me." He's like, "Look, this is my costume, and I built it from scrap, and I love it, man. And I love that, I'm kind of like a role model to that, and in that way." And of course, I gave him a huge shout out. I was like, this is the future. These are the guys coming up, and gonna eventually make these some badass costumes down the road, and it's
Yeah,
so
it's
awesome.
amazing.
Yeah.
It is awesome because I want to get into cosplaying, but I don't know who to be. Like, I might just name myself like Jedi Master Chris or something like that. Like, just make up my own like play person. But I was like, maybe Baby Yoda. I'll be Baby Yoda's father. That's what I'll do. I'm Baby Yoda's father, Mike. That's what I'm going for.
It to it, man. If you like it, then by all means have fun, That's what it's all about anyways,
It is. It's all about having fun and just doing what you love, you
Yeah.
know? Like Star Wars makes you happy, Star Wars makes you happy. Like it makes me happy. But like with Baby Yoda, like going, let's go back to Baby Yoda a little. Like every time he's on screen, he gives me the absolute joy. Like I look at that baby and I just cry. Like I just tear up. Like he means like the world to me. If anything happens to him, I know he's like a not even a real cat, like a real doll or something. Like he's not even green screened or something like that. He's not even like a person is wearing a Baby Yoda outfit or a Yoda outfit, and he's just walking around. It's like a doll, and like I am so fast. Like I love Baby Yoda. Like he makes me happy. Like he's changed my life dramatically, you know. Even with Ahsoka Tano, like Ahsoka Tano has changed my life dramatically. Like I wasn't always this happy-go-lucky kid, you know. I didn't have patience, you know. I was always hating, you know. I was that kid, like I was like, oh, I get like a girl didn't like me. Oh, fuck that bitch, you know. Like I was like terrorism. That's a new word I'm gonna make up. A terrorism. But yeah, and then I was like, but when Ahsoka came out, and I think it's 2008, like I was 9, so I didn't know what the Clone Wars was, you know. I didn't watch the movies that well. But when I got older, I was like, all right, I'm gonna dive right into it. And I'm such a big Star Wars fan. I watched everything. I've looked into everything, you know. I still watch videos like Star Wars Theory, Kressel Run Transmissions, you know, Steel Podcast. Like I watch every Star Wars thing that I can just to learn more about it and what people have on it, you know, what people bring to the table. Like if I mention that, all right, they might not know that. If they mention something to me, you know, I don't know that, I learn from that, you know.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and it's so cool. It's like a totally different, like a whole different life, a whole different world when you come and you start talking Star Wars with someone, 'cause there's so many different options, like and so many different, universes they can do spin-offs with. It's just so awesome, man. And especially like George Lucas, man, it's he made this to, I wouldn't say necessarily change people's lives, but he made Luke and Darth Vader and stuff like that to inspire people, to do good over evil and stuff like that. At the end,
Yes.
Darth Vader at the end turns good. He turns back to Anakin, and especially with Dave Filoni now with The Mandalorian, and they're just going to keep that tradition going.
Yeah, I'm so excited to see what happens next. And even with Anakin, like Anakin, I look up to too, the character Anakin. I could definitely relate why his fall to the dark side is he fell to it, you know? I didn't get it in the beginning. Like I was like, he didn't do anything. Like what's the point? Like you don't see all that hatred, you know. You see him in the Clone Wars, so awesome,
And I remember
and
like
so nice.
Dave Filoni too was talking about it at the behind the scenes, how
Yes.
he had George Lucas started all this with, even with like episode one and two with Qui-Gon, kind of being like that dad role, and of
Yeah.
course Darth Maul like kills him, so now he doesn't have that dad role. And then now he loses his
Yeah.
mother, and then Obi-Wan was just kind of like just like a brother to him, not really.
Just
Yeah, he
there.
was just there, and so So of course he turned to the dark side. He didn't have that, family background. But and it's just crazy how George Lucas' mind, it just works, man. It's nuts how he planned everything out. It's so awesome, and especially like Dave Filoni now doing all this. It's gonna be awesome.
It is. It's gonna. I wish Anakin was alive just to see his Padawan
Yeah.
just grow up, just to be an awesome Jedi, Ahsoka Tano.
Yeah.
Like, it's just amazing, But yeah, with Anakin, I definitely could connect to because I don't have that father figure in my life, and I definitely been down the dark side a couple
Yeah.
times. Even with love too, like it learns like Jedi don't have to love, but he did love, So it's just connections. Like I don't have no connections. I have connections to him, Ahsoka definitely, and then Baby Yoda, he's just my child. So I just love that baby. Like don't hurt him, But yeah, but my first question to you also is, Mike, when did you start cosplaying? Did you cosplay as anything else, or you decided to,
So,
when I watched The Mandalorian and was like, I'm being Mando?
no, actually, my first cosplay was Kylo. Kylo Ren off the Force Awakens.
Oh,
I
okay.
just when Star Wars started coming back, because we had that long gap, between the prequels, and of course we had Clone Wars and stuff like that. But when Star Wars came back, I was like, man, I really dig his costume. I was like, so I just tried to make it, and I started off with just like getting a Black Series helmet and kind of modding that, and then I literally made that Kylo Ren costume, I want to say about four times until I was happy with it. And
Oh,
then
wow.
from then on, man, it's just like I got addicted. Once you get one, like you just keep going. And and even with my Din, the Mandalorian, I wasn't gonna plan on making it. I thought that was, it was a badass costume, but I had made my wife a Mandalorian costume, and I was like, you know what? I was like, two peas in a pod. I need a Mandalorian costume, so I chose Din's, and from then on, man, it's been pretty sweet. And then I'm actually making his Beskar one right now. I'm 3D printing that right now, and it should be done hopefully in a couple of months.
Oh wow. Can't wait
Yeah.
for
Oh yeah, me too.
it. He goes, I can't wait to do
Yeah.
it. Now, do you make everything, Mike? Do you make everything? You don't buy
I
or let you send it
yeah, I
out?
try to make everything as much as I can here, to a point. Like I said, I learned how to sew when I was in the Navy. I was a parachute rigger for 8 years, and so I was repairing flight suits, I was repairing parachutes, all this life preserver stuff. So I learned how to sew through there, and so I kind of took that technique and then threw it into my costuming kind of hobby, and went from there. And then so like whatever I can make and sew, I'll try my best. But I think about 10% I'll buy out of my costume, the stuff that I really can't make.
Oh,
Like
okay.
helmets and stuff. I'm not really into the casting or the molding just yet. But I definitely want to learn how to do that eventually.
Yeah. Did you buy the Black Series Mando helmet or the replica helmet?
No, I got my helmet through I got Jensen Props off Instagram.
Oh, okay, I think I've heard
Yeah,
of him.
he's man, his stuff is phenomenal. And then now he's got a Bo-Katan coming out, which I want to get for the wife, so we can have a Bo-Katan and a Mandalorian kind of thing. So
I love
it never ends,
Bo-Katan.
bro. It never
We're just gonna keep going. We're just gonna
ends.
keep going with it. I love Bo-Katan. Like I said to you before we started, like Bo-Katan wasn't my favorite character, but she's definitely top
Yeah, she
five
always had this
character I
badass
love.
demeanor, but when Katie Sackhoff played her, dude, it was just like just literally from the animated straight to screen with the badass attitude and everything, dude. It was badass. It was awesome.
Yes, like she's like my characters are Ahsoka, Baby Yoda, Anakin, and then Bo-Katan, That's it. Like I needed a fourth character to like talk
Yeah.
about, Bo-Katan is that. But even with Anakin, going back to Anakin is not really recognized no more, for his playing, for in the Star Wars movies. He's really not recognized no more. Like no one cares
No,
anymore.
and like I said, it comes down to the true Star Wars fans that really do like him is because, Clone
I love
Wars.
him.
You know, he didn't really have that
Yeah.
much of a big role in the movie. Oh, he had a big role in the movies, but you know, long before he's already Darth Vader, and that's what everybody else falls in love with, Darth Vader. But you know, the true Star Wars fans, I think he gets his respect that he deserves, and especially through Clone Wars, man. I absolutely love his character in Clone Wars.
I love it. I love Matt Lant. I think his name is Matt Lanter, who
Yeah, I
plays
think
him. I
that's what
love
it is. Yeah.
everybody who played roles in the Clone Wars. Ashley
Oh,
Eckstein, give her an Emmy.
yeah.
Just give her an Emmy. Here, take it. Take it. You can even get a Grammy if you want to
And
sing.
you know
Take
what?
it.
And I know we talked about
Take
it
it.
earlier about Dawson maybe playing the role, but I really wish they would just give it to Ashley. And just like Katie, you know, I think it's well deserved. And I honestly think she can pull it off, maybe with a little, you know, prosthetics or you know whatever. Of course, they got to do to make her look like Ahsoka. But I think they can do it, and
I
I
think
think it
they.
could be awesome turnout, honestly.
I will. I definitely. They have to use because her face is not like no like this to Ashley, but her face would have to be like CGI, I
Yeah.
think. Like and like Rosario
She's got
has
the bone
like the
structure
color
for it.
really
Yeah,
of
I get what you mean.
yes,
Yeah.
you know what I'm saying. I'm not dissing anybody. I'm just saying like Rosario has that. You know, that's the skin, the light
Yeah.
skin color, maybe the face expression, maybe just put, I don't know how they're going to do it because someone that I know works on The Mandalorian and they did the costume, you know, they did the costume for her. They didn't tell me what anything,
Yeah,
so,
I get
but
it.
I don't know how they're going to, yeah, I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't know what she's looking like. I see a lot of theories, like pictures and theories out there
Oh
of her,
yeah, I've seen that. I
but
try to kind of stay away from that. I just want to, once the show comes, I just want to be surprised and shocked, man. And you know, either way, I know
you're
it's going
good.
to be awesome, man. This new season's going to be great. I mean, it's already been great, so.
Yeah, we're gonna everybody like a lot of people are skeptical about
Yeah.
her, you know,
There's
but
like a 50-50 war
you know, who
going on,
cares?
whether it should be Dawson or Ashley, so.
Yeah, but maybe Ashley will do the voice,
Yeah,
like I said to you earlier. I
I
think
agree with
maybe
that.
if Ashley does the voice, I think everybody's happy. Everybody, all the real Ahsoka fans like me, like I love Ahsoka so much that I'll allow someone else to play
Yeah.
her. You know, we're like Ashley is beyond Ahsoka. Like Ahsoka is bigger than Ashley. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'm excited for this Friday coming up. I'm
Yeah, same
excited.
here, man. Hopefully they re you know bring her out. So I knew they weren't going to bring him out that early. I knew this was just going to be like a we call him a travel episode where he's kind of traveling to his next destination or his next big scene kind of thing. So
Oh, definitely, because those calamari people are like Helen Kellers. They could not fix that shit for nothing.
it was a freaking awesome show.
What,
Yeah.
like, we, like, then the guy looked at him, the calamari was like, here, take it. It's yours now. Like,
Yeah,
I'm the guy
right.
who fixed it. Like, you serious, man? Like, everything is hanging. Like, my body parts are hanging from that. Like, it's not working, people. Like, and the guy's like, yeah, take it, man. I was like, the fuck? Like what the hell's wrong with you, man? Like I would have punched that calamari in the face. I would be like, ah,
I was like, give me my money back. I
samurai
want my
sword
money
kick.
back. I'm leaving and I want my money back.
Yeah.
My credit.
And then I thought he would do a good job. Like Manda said, like this is what you could do with my
Yeah, I thought
ship.
it was going to
And the
be at
guy was
least
like, here.
decent, but yeah.
Like, and then the calamari gives over to the Manda, like, here's your controls or whatever he gave to him. And then I was like, oh, it's gonna be awesome inside. Like, holy, like things are gonna like be awesome. No, everything's
Yeah.
fallen. Like things are like detached. Like,
Yeah, it was funny at the
good.
end of the
You
show.
that.
If you look at it, he jumps off in light speed, and then like a part of his ship is there just floating. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like it's gonna go back to the calamari now. Like it's just gonna go through
Yeah.
space. But Mike, we gotta take a quick break, and then we come back and we talk all about Mando. We have more exciting questions from my good friend Mike in Florida. And yeah, you're listening to the Scavolitano show, and I hope you stay tuned for part two because we're gonna get deep. We're gonna get deep. We're gonna make people cry for the second half, Mike. We're gonna make people cry. All right, that's our plan for the
I can
second
definitely.
half. from all that acting and the cosplay at the wedding. You must have cried in that helmet when they were like doing the toast and everything. No one could
No,
see you
hell
under
no.
there.
I was
Must be
sweating my
so.
ass off. Hurry up.
Like, get ready. Like, there's no love here anyway. There's no love to this wedding anyway.
Nope.
Let's get it going. But guys, we'll be right back with my friend
All
Mike. You're listening to the Scavolitano show, and may the force be with you. And guess what? Guess what you'll hear in the break? My sexy voice. So get ready. What is up, everybody? We are back for the second half of the most important show in your entire fucking lives. You are back to listening to the Scavolitano show, where Star Wars gets weird with your favorite white boy. And this is brought to you by Dunkin'. They have most amazing chocolate, hot chocolate you could find in the world of galaxies far, far away. Dunkin', sponsor me. You know, I had like 10 cups of these a day, you know. That's why I run around my house naked like 25 times, you know, in the cold.
You gotta sell out sometime.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. I gotta die out sometimes. But we are back, guys. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I'm we're
Oh, thank God you're there. I
here,
heard that comment and I was like, I'm for it. I'm for that comment. I'm for it.
bro.
But jumping right back into it, Mike. So who are your top three favorite Star Wars characters?
Sorry, I was taking a drink of this nice crisp Coca-Cola. If you
Brought
need
to you
another
by
sponsor.
Coca-Cola. It makes you burp with all the sizzles.
Top three characters are, my Shore Trooper, which is from Rogue One, and I absolutely love Rogue One. Top favorite Star Wars movie. So they're not really like a main character, so to say, but they are. I guess I just fell in love with their costume. And like I said, all the colors that they have, the tan, the blues, it's just such a badass color. It's straight away from the white and black stormtroopers that you normally see. So,
Yeah.
but yeah, man. So I mean, it's not another character, but I fell in love with that. And of course, everybody loves Chewbacca, and that's another top favorite. And I have the Chewbacca cosplay that I do. And I guess it comes down to like whatever I like, I end up just
Doing.
making the costume, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, Chewbacca, which took me about like it was 6 months to make everything. I didn't make the mask, but the feet, the hands, the sound with the soundboard, hook and latching all the hair. Oh my gosh, there's hair everywhere. And
You could have dressed up in it. You
it
could have put one of your kids in it. You could have like dressed up your kids like a little Chewie.
was just But yeah, man, it was just, and my wife was getting so mad at me because there was just Chewbacca hair all over the house putting that costume together. She's like, this costume needs to end.
wherever Chewie's hair was, Mike was.
And of course, the last, it's Din, from The Mandalorian, man. Like I said, it was just that whole, the his whole demeanor, the whole Western style. Like I said, it took me back to watching like Clint Eastwood with my grandpa, man. He's just a badass character.
Yeah, and everybody's a marshal, you know, and the Mandalorian.
Cara Dune's the marshal now, and
Cobb Vaughn.
Cobb. Yep. Cobb. Yeah. Cobb
Cobb.
Vaughn's the marshal.
Corn on the Cob is
Yeah,
there. He's a good
you
marshal,
saw
that
all
guy.
the memes there with the corn on the cob. I kind of like, I guess, went over my head until I finally got
Yeah, that's what I
it.
said. I was like, Cobb, just remember corn on the cob. It's just the same thing. Just the same one. But yeah, everybody's a marshal. I'm going to become a marshal. Mike's going to become a marshal. And we're just going to be like Dave Filoni and that other guy who travels the planet in X-Wings. Like, that's, we know something's up, but we don't. We know. I was like, good for you guys. Good for you.
We're gonna patrol the galaxy or the Outer Rim.
The Outer Rim and see what we can find in the First Order and Moff Gideon. So my other question to you. What do you think? Because Mandalorian is going to be done when this episode premieres. But what do you think? Do you think Baby Yoda is a clone?
I really never gave it too much of a thought. Yeah, that scientist was wearing the clone symbol. You know what came to my head and tying in to the First Order and Snoke and stuff like that, when I saw that they were spoiler alert, if you, I mean, I'm sure you've seen the new episode, but so when you see those bodies in those the water and stuff like that, the first thing that popped in my head was like Snoke.
Snoke.
Yeah,
Yeah, it
that was the
looks like
first
him.
thing. I was like, and I wonder if they're just trying to find any Jedis or any Force users to use their blood and turn it into the Snoke, and then maybe they might tie it into the whole new episodes and stuff like that, and the First Order. But
Yeah, that's when I think Ahsoka Tano comes in,
yeah, so and
you know?
I don't really think he is a clone at all, because I don't know how they would have got
Yoda.
Yoda's blood and or whatever they need to make a clone, you know.
Yeah, I don't think he's a clone. I think he's just part of the species. Like, my baby's not a clone, people, just so you know. Like, Yaddle, Yoda, whatever her damn name is, Yoda and me got it going.
Yoda and Yaddle, and I mean, if you want to throw it down with the Yoda species, that's by all means. It starts to get weird, like you said.
It does. It got weird. I threw it down. She was all over me. You know, her weird hair got into my face, and then things just happened. Sorry. I'm sorry. It is what it is. It is what it is, people. But yeah, I think it ties in, like, we're gonna see in this next episode. I think Moff Gideon's gonna find out about Ahsoka Tano. And maybe because maybe he doesn't know Jedi are alive in this time frame. You know, we don't know what the Moff of the Gideon knows.
Yeah, I haven't really gave it too much thought, honestly. Like after the episode, I was just so astonished. It's like, another badass episode, and I really haven't actually sat down to, to contemplate about anything. But then again, I just wait until stuff comes out. I'm not really a big fan of theories or what if this or what if that. I'm just excited to see the new content. You just put slap Star Wars on it, and I love it, man.
And I love it. I'll watch it. See, I watch The Mandalorian, like, I watch every episode, like, at least 3 to 4 times to get every, all right, what do I see there? Different. What do I see there is different. All
Oh,
right,
yeah.
did I see that the first time? And all right, I have, like, a whole bunch, like, I have a notebook of notes. Like, it's so sad. Like, I feel like I'm in college. But I was like, you know what? This is Star Wars. You know, I can do this all day long, you know? So my next question, you might not like this question because it's a theory, and we know you hate the theories out there, Mike. I understand. Totally understand. But we do see the Razor Crest if you look online. We see it in the Rise of Skywalker. So do you think the Mandalorian is alive in that time frame, or do you think someone else is driving the Razor Crest in that time frame?
And so I remember seeing that theory, and there I was rolling my eyes when I saw it. It's like, these people,
He's probably rolling his eyes, sticking the middle finger at me through the through. I can't see him at all. He's probably like, "Fuck this host,
but
fuck him."
no, it's other people's opinion that they say, oh yeah, it looks like the Razor Crest, look at the engine, and then but then there's like a 50-50 debate. Someone else brought another, and I saw it so long ago that I can't remember the other ship that was brought up, but it looked like that ship too. So, I mean, honestly, I don't know. And until it comes out, I probably won't believe it.
Yeah, until I see it actually in real
But yeah,
life.
but you know what? Like I said, that whole Snoke thing, it might be, he might tie in, tie it all in somehow. But I mean, like I said, that's my theory. And but I hate theories. I don't
Mike hates theories, but he's got a whole book of theories right he's reading from right now. So read it from them right
I hate
now.
everybody
So, but
else's
my
theory.
lit. Yeah, everybody else that gives his theories, Mike does not like you. He
No,
does
not
not
like
like you.
that.
But yeah, so my last question before we go, Mike. So what do you think is going to happen to Baby Yoda at the end of The Mandalorian? What do you see him becoming? Do you see him becoming a Mandalorian? A
Dude, man, that's
Jedi?
a hard question. It's just, I can see like both routes. I mean, but
I could see him become a Mandalorian Jedi.
that would be cool.
Like I could see him Mandalorian, maybe not with the armor, maybe with no, maybe with the armor. I don't know how he'll look
Maybe
to
he will
age.
be a Mandalorian Jedi and then rule Mandalore. Get that dark
Yeah.
saber from Bo-Katan. Sorry, Bo, you lost your dark saber. You're about to lose your dark saber again to Baby Yoda.
Hey, I would be down for that, actually. I would be like, you know what, Bo, we love you and all, but he's cuter than you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But there was a theory, one more thing. There was a theory out there that Bo-Katan, someone had, I don't know who did it, but Bo-Katan might trade in the baby for the Darksaber.
Oh man. I mean, she's ruthless, dude. Bo-Katan is a
She is.
badass and she'll do anything for Mandalore. So, I mean, I can see that too. Honestly, yeah.
But I would hate that
I
though,
would, yeah,
because
'cause
Bo-Katan.
it would break up the Mandalorian, which I was hoping that they would all just kind of work together in this past episode. And I hate that they split off and went their own way, but it all comes down to it, man. Like I said, I like seeing all the new characters. And I think that they're maybe just dabbling a little bit into the old characters that we've seen before and just kind of throwing them in the show for an episode, you know, to kind of please some of the fans. But I like seeing all the new characters kind of thing.
It is. And then I hope they get live action shows eventually.
Exactly. And I mean, you can, and with George Lucas in this galaxy, he's like so huge, you can do a spin-off of a spin-off of a spin-off. You know, it's just so awesome.
Is. And then one more thing before we head out, Mike. If Lucasfilm is listening to me right now, if there is a God in Lucasfilm in an ear, stop trying to kill my baby in these episodes. You're playing with his emotions. You're shocking him. You think he's a car builder. He ain't no ship builder. You let some spiders go after him. You hit him in the water and get eaten by a monster. Like, what the fuck? What is going on in Lucasfilm right now? Like, you think, like, if you kill that baby, I'm just saying, you know, you killed that baby, you lost millions.
Yeah, that
Millions.
too.
Just so you know, millions of dollars. And one more thing, too. No, I don't have one more thing. I thought I had one more thing, but
If
I don't.
they are listening, Lucasfilm, if you need an extra on the show, I Mike Quinones right here. I'll be happy to be an extra,
Yeah.
or if you're hiring, hey, I made some
Hey, I can do anything.
badass
And you know, if you need someone to voice act, because I always wanted to voice act a Star Wars character, that's one of my
Yeah,
dreams. Come on. Give it to me. You know, I can do a lot of voices. I could do a girl. I could do Mike. You know, I could sound a little Floridian. You know, I could do a Floridian accent. But yeah, Mike, before we go though, where can everybody find you on the social of meteors?
My social medias, I got my Instagram is slushiestmj or slushiest_mj. Don't ask me how I got that name. I think I signed up for Xbox when Xbox first came out, and that was like one of my recommended. I was like, hey, that's pretty nice.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep that. That looks like I like slushies, so I'm gonna go with it.
So yes, slushiest_mj. I also have a side business. Well, it's my business full time now. It's called the Dark Side Closet on Facebook. We make all custom soft parts for lots of Star Wars costumes. So yeah, you can find us there. And if you have any questions, feel free just to send us a message.
Yeah, send us a message. And no, guys, you might think it's people coming out of the closet. No, it's like it's not going to be Darth Vader coming out of the closet,
I've
Palpatine.
got
No, me. You know,
that too.
and no one's going to come out of the closet and scare you or like pop a question. You know, we're just here. It's the closet. You just go in the closet, and you never come out.
It
That's
was
it.
just my hint
That's
of,
what it's
you know,
about.
hey, look, I got a Kylo Ren costume hanging in my closet. I got a Chewbacca costume hanging in my closet.
So I think if I'm in Florida, Mike, I'm just coming to your house and going in your closet. Just see
Yeah,
what
I mean, feel
happens.
free to pick up costume, man.
I'm like, I like this one, Mike. What is this? That's not a costume. That's like my outfit, my jeans and my shirt. No, but I like it. I like it, Mike. I like it. But yeah, that's where you can find Mike. Any other social medias, Mike? Or you just go to Instagram? Your Instagram is your
Yeah,
top one.
Instagram and Facebook, man. I'm 35 years old. I'm kind of not keeping up with all the new stuff that's coming out. I keep it simple.
Keep it simple, sweet, and
Yep.
that's it. That's it. But guys, thank you. Before I go take a nap, because I'm yawning. I don't know why. I'm 21 and old. That's how I put it. That's how I put it. But guys, you can follow me on the gram at Chris underscore Scavoli, at the Tano, at the Scavoli Tano Show on Instagram. I have a store. Check out my store, the Scavoli store. I got Mando pins, I got Anakin Ahsoka pins. I just got all the good stuff that you people might want in life. And yeah, on Facebook, you can follow me for all the old wrinkly motherfuckers like Palpatine that don't know how to use an internet. You can follow me on Facebook. Add me as a friend, Chris Scavoli. Mike, add me as a friend. Thank you very much.
Gotcha.
And then on Twitter at the Scavoli Tano Show, send me your questions. I would love to hear from you. Mike, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I appreciate everything you do for the Star Wars community. Keep it up. Go to more weddings.
Oh yeah.
Drink more Coca-Cola.
I think I'm about to switch to Dr.
And
Pepper.
yeah. They, Doctor, per, how, before we go, this is an ad for Dr. Pepper. I will switch to you if Coca-Cola tastes bad today. Thank you,
Either way, you'll
Mike.
maybe get a sponsor from Miley. Come on, one more.
Right, yeah. Yeah, even Dunkin', we want a sponsor for Dunkin'. I want a sponsor. But guys, you're listening to the Scavoli Tano Show. Thank you to my co-host, say Mike, for talking Star Wars with me. Hope we do it again
Yeah,
soon,
man,
Mike.
it was awesome. My pleasure.
You're welcome, Mike. But yeah, my YouTube channel might be up by then. We can do a YouTube live stream of the Mando. We can talk about it, or we could talk about maybe the Bad Batch that's coming out, new
Oh
movies, new shit, new merchandise. We don't know. Me and Mike are BFFFFers now. You heard
definitely.
that. We
BFF,
are.
Spotos locos forever. I
They,
mean,
there you go. Pacos Locos. That's what he said in Spanish. Whatever he just said in Spanish, guys. I don't even understand English, and he wants me to speak Spanish. Don't even understand English. He wants me to say things in English. Spanish. Don't understand, Mike. Don't understand. But guys, thank you for joining us. Please be safe out there with Corona. If Corona is still around by March, probably, because you motherfuckers don't listen and wear masks. Just so you know. And yeah, may the force be with you guys always. And
This is
wash
the
your
way,
balls.
bro. This is the
This, there you go. This is the way to wash your balls because your balls are very dirty. Thank you. May the force be with you always, guys. Always.